Sam, welcome back. What was it like, your first 90 minutes back in the managerial dugout?
Not very nice. I think that all what we expected in terms of looking after the situation we're in and trying to work our way through it, trying to play our way back into the game, feel our way, all went just on a simple cross. We should have defended in 4 minutes, and then 15 minutes later we got a sending off, and unfortunately for us that meant that we had to play with 10 men for the rest of that period, and because of that I can praise the players that stayed on the pitch for staying in the game, trying their best, keeping a good shape, trying to, if at all possible, to try and get up in Aston Villa's half, which was going to be difficult. And then ultimately, by just changing it to try and get a bit more going up front, we slipped up with a couple of late goals. So it's disappointing, but the performance is something that, what can you say? Well, it wasn't very good, but at least the 10 men battled away to try and keep it where it was and get an opportunity to maybe sneak a goal. That wasn't the case in the end, but very disappointing in the sending off and the first goal.
Your first involvement, of course, with VAR. What did you make of the decision and the red card for Jake Livermore?
I've no problems with the decision, but I have a problem why they didn't ask the referee to look at House's tackle on Diagana. You know, so I've seen a red today at Sheffield United. So I'm a complete neutral at Sheffield United, so it's nothing to do with me. So when you hear me say about House going onto Diagana, well, if the lad at Sheffield United gets sent off, then House should.
What's
or
it like?
Certainly you should ask him to look at it, yeah. Martin. Martin, yeah. Martin makes a decision, that's fine. Yeah. I'm okay with that, though. I'll have to cope with that then. Yeah. But he wasn't even asked to make that decision. I think that's wrong. But I don't want to talk about VAR because I've got enough problems with my own team myself. So there we go.
So in terms of the roadmap ahead, Sam, how quickly can you address some of the problems that were evident tonight?
Well, there's two ways. One, the lads listen as quick as they can. The only problem with that is the game's come thick and fast. We've got COVID to deal with, and we haven't got a lot of time on the training ground, which means that it may take a little longer than I would expect. The important thing about the players is staying fit, staying positive, stop getting sent off in games, and make sure they don't catch COVID, because we're going to have to keep a full squad for as long as we possibly can to get out of trouble. And then usually it would be about me recommending to the board by the beginning or middle of January, if there's a player about, then we may need to bring him in. And of course, it's a little bit too early for me to say yes. But as time goes on, if the lads' performances get better, then we would still look at players to come in if they're available. Because I always think that's important to lift the squad that's already here.
The Prime Minister has virtually cancelled Christmas for the nation. Do you foresee cancelling Christmas for your players because it's full on from here on in?
Players don't do Christmas anyway, like you mean. So players are so restricted by what we do that they're in here nearly all the time. Yeah. So if they're not here recovering, they're here getting tested. So they get very, very little time off. We're spending more time on recovery, and they know what their responsibility is. So I think looking after themselves and keeping their family safe means that they can't be doing anything silly. So let's hope everybody takes notice across the country, not just anybody here at football, but anybody here in this country, because we've got the virus spreading again. What worries me about it, I don't know why I'm talking about the virus, is the second strain. What does that mean?
Yeah, we're all worried. We're all suddenly very interested in epidemiologists, aren't we, and wondering what they're talking about with things. And for you, Liverpool away, next game up. It really is welcome back with a bang, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an easy one, isn't it? So we'll see what we can do. We're going to give it our best shot. I mean, nobody expected these lads to go out and battle like they did against Manchester City, yeah. And they did. And I think that's what disappointed me today a little bit. I didn't sometimes see that battling quality I saw at Manchester City. So, yeah. You know, we need to find that. If we are to get out of this position, we do need to find that battling quality.